The DA has been in constant contact with the other opposition parties, trying to develop a common front on holding Cyril Ramaphosa to account. As I said yesterday, there's the specific of the allegations swirling around Pala Pala, and there's the more general and issue of principle around an absence of a parliamentary mechanism to exercise oversight over the presidency. The DA declined to join in that call for a motion of no confidence. The recently appointed Chief Whip, Siviwe Gwarube, joins us now. Congratulations on the new post, Siviwe. Good afternoon to you. Why not join in with the motion of no confidence?
Thank you very much for the well wishes, John, and good afternoon to your listeners. Look, I mean, I think this is, you know, as we've been meeting with the various opposition parties, we have found common ground definitely on the fact that, one, Parliament needs to strengthen its oversight role, and that, number two, the President has a case to answer for in Parliament. Then where the divergence lies, John, is the fact that we are of the view that the ATM has moved a motion essentially to kickstart an impeachment inquiry process in Parliament, the Section 89 inquiry. And we're of the view that it would be useful to allow that process to have its runway so that we may be able to see where it leads, and that if we start to move a motion of no confidence over and above the Section 9 inquiry, essentially what we're doing would be undermining what we've called for, what the ATM has called for, which is the Section 89 inquiry. In addition to this, we've obviously written to the Speaker to ask for an ad hoc committee. The reason why we wanted that is because we want to be able to have a portfolio committee that will essentially unpack and find the answers for on behalf of South Africans of what took place in that farm. And our view is that we need to focus on those two parallel processes now, as opposed to simply moving a motion that can be either voted for, won, or lost on the floor of Parliament. And that's where the divergent views lie.
But Siviwe, does it have to be an either or? I mean, I don't think a motion of no confidence would succeed. But if it goes ahead, if the debate is held, it's an opportunity for speakers to continue putting political pressure on the president and the ANC. And if it loses, well, it doesn't mean that the other processes are still not viable and possible.
It's not either or at all, and you're absolutely right. And neither of these processes are mutually exclusive, except, John, our view is that you want to be able to give your one process at least the leeway and the scope to play itself out, especially an impeachment process. I mean, an impeachment process is rather serious and the first of its kind, as we've seen in South Africa. And so we think our view is that allow that process to run itself out. And should we believe in the future that a motion of no confidence is needed, let's do so. But we've been down this road before where we voted on a motion, and it's like, as I said, it can be either won or lost on the floor of Parliament. But here we have an opportunity where we can get to the bottom of what has happened. And I think South Africans are tired of seeing either opposition parties win or lose a motion on the floor, but they're still none the wiser about what happened. And what our interest is in the accountability and getting down to the facts. And so we're in conversations with the opposition parties. As I said, they're not mutually exclusive, but for us, it's more of a sequencing thing rather than saying a motion of no confidence is off the table at all. We're saying give the process a chance and let's see where we end up.
I'm going to be deliberately starry-eyed and naive and say, don't you trust the processes that are underway at the moment with the Public Protector's Office? Not the Public Protector herself, but the Public Protector's Office is looking into, the Hawks looking into it, the SIU is looking into it. Surely you should allow those processes to conclude, assess the reports that come out of those processes, and then decide on the appropriate parliamentary action on the basis of what those reports tell us or don't tell us.
Well, that's where I disagree. And I think, John, if you read any of, you know, the volumes of the State Capture Report, of the Zondo Commission report, you will see how how Parliament was lambasted for its lackluster attitude towards accountability, and it's effectively how it in its inaction essentially aided and abetted state capture. And I think we would be amiss, it would be amiss for us to simply say, well, because the law enforcement agencies are looking at it, there isn't a role for the national legislature to play its role. I think that and the law enforcement agencies must play their role, but this, a separate arm of the state, which is the legislature, which has an oversight responsibility, has to do its job. And in fact, the drafters of the rules of Parliament and, in fact, the Constitution foresaw instances like this. So there are levers that we can pull on for accountability in Parliament. And that, as I said, that is where I suppose the difference is with us and the opposition parties at the moment, is that we are saying which one of the levers will get us the results that we need, as opposed to throwing everything on the wall and hoping that something will stick. Let's take the public with us and show people that there is coherence in what we are trying to do. And in fact, what we're trying to do is not about whether or not we like the president. It's about saying that, you know, laws have been broken, allegedly have been broken, so we got to get to the bottom of this. And so we're a separate arm of the state. And in fact, you know, historically, Parliament has lost its teeth, and it's high time that we bring back that institutional accountability.
I don't know whether the AS, the party, has discussed this, but I mean, if you're not able to agree on the sequencing events with the other opposition parties, which takes the motion of no confidence off the table, would the DA vote for that motion of no confidence?
Look, we are in conversations with the other opposition parties, and of course it's something that we would have to discuss, because of course no motion has been tabled as yet. And so it's something that we would have to discuss, and it would be premature for me to say what we would do unless we've discussed it with them. Because of course, I mean, you know, I think opposition parties or political parties in general.
It's a no-brainer. But you don't have confidence in the president, so of course you're going
to
vote
for sure. But ultimately, we would have to decide on the merits of what is on the table and consider that on its merits. And that's simply what I'm saying. And I mean, of course, we've been vocal about how we feel about the president and his tenure in office. But on a particular motion and how we would vote, we would have to decide on that on the merits of the case.
Sibuwe Khurube, thanks very much for talking to us. Recently appointed as the DA's chief whip after having been their official spokesman for a while.